This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. American troops are headed to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. That announcement came Friday evening from the Pentagon. The deployment is in response to last week's attacks on Saudi oil facilities. Mark Esper is the Secretary of Defense.
It is clear, based on detailed exploitation conducted by Saudi, United States, and other international investigative teams, that the weapons used in the attack were Iranian-produced and were not launched from Yemen, as was initially claimed. All indications are that Iran was responsible for the attack.
Secretary Esper said the attack represents a dramatic escalation of Iranian aggression. Tehran denies that they were behind the attack. According to a person familiar with the matter, President Donald Trump urged the new leader of Ukraine this summer to investigate the son of former Vice President Joe Biden. Democrats condemned what they saw as a clear effort to damage a political rival now at the heart of an explosive whistleblower complaint against President Trump. The president defended himself Friday against the intelligence official.
It's a partisan whistleblower. It shouldn't even have information. I've had conversations with many leaders that are always appropriate.
Although Mr. Trump characterized the whistleblower as partisan, he also said he doesn't know who the whistleblower is. The complaint was based on a series of events, one of which was a July 25th call between the president and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. According to two people familiar with the matter, the people were not authorized to discuss the issue by name and were granted anonymity. In that July 25th call, however, the source stated that there was no suggestion of a quid pro quo whereby a Ukrainian investigation would yield U.S. benefits in the form of money or weapons. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of people in Hong Kong have taken to the streets of the Chinese territory for the latest round of pro-democracy demonstrations. Reuters reports police fired tear gas on demonstrators who vandalized a light rail station. The protesters began their rally Saturday after pro-China supporters tore down some of the city's dozens of Lenin walls. Now, the walls were named after the 1980 John Lennon wall in communist-controlled Prague that was splattered with Beatles lyrics and messages of political outrage. Rallies and demonstrations to demand action on climate change took place around the world on Friday. The rallies were inspired by 16-year-old Swedish activist Greta Thunberg. Her weekly protest began last year in front of the Swedish parliament and became a global movement. She was in New York on Friday.
We are doing this to wake the leaders up. We are doing this to get them to act. We deserve a safe future.
It is estimated that approximately 4 million people took part in the demonstrations worldwide. And France can also be thrown into the protest mix as protesters in the French capital are trying to revive the anti-government yellow vest movement, and in so doing were met with tear gas from police on Saturday. Paris is under high security with thousands of police and riot gear stationed at the city's landmarks. The Associated Press reports at least 39 people have been arrested. Demonstrators wearing yellow vests began taking to French streets around the country, but especially in Paris about 10 months ago, calling for changes to the government's social and economic policies. The protests were nicknamed for the high-visibility yellow vests the demonstrators wore. U.S. President Trump renewed threats to release captured Islamic State fighters on Europe's doorstep if countries there continue to refuse to take back all of their foreign fighters. He said he's continuing with plans to draw down forces in Syria and that it was time for other countries to step up. President Trump made the statements on Friday at the White House during a meeting with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
And now we have thousands of prisoners of war, ISIS fighters that are prisoners of war. And we're asking the countries from which they came, Scott, from Europe, we're asking them to take back these prisoners of war. And they can try them, do what they want. So far, they've refused. And at some point, I'm going to have to say, I'm sorry, but you either take them back or we're going to let them go at your border.
I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.